So just to tape the svara from Tosfos, it didn't get taped yesterday. So the question is, right? The problem is that he's saying is there's no hanacha. The first guy doesn't have hanacha. I'm sorry. When you throw it up, there's no hanacha, and therefore it's like the case where you have two people because the first guy only has hanacha, kira no hanacha. The question is, what do you mean? But there is hanacha. The hanacha is when he caught it, catching it is hanacha. So how are they comparable? So the story was like this: is that in Zrika, normally in Hotzah, you have a Maisa Akira and a Maisa Hanacha. That's in Hotzah. Maisa Akira picking it up and a Maisa putting it down. But in Zrika, there is no Maisa Hanacha. You're not putting it down. So how you chayev? So apparently, so that's the told of Zrika. That apparently, even though you don't have Hanacha per se, but you do have a Hanacha. Because through your throwing it, that is the way you're causing the Hanacha. Like Koach. Like Rashi says, the Koach. It's mikocho. The hanacha is ba mikocho. It is coming through your koach. That you're the cause. And you throw it, and it lands. It's landing mikocho. So therefore, the din hanacha in zrika comes about through your causation, through your throwing it. So he said, the question is though, how does that work conceptually? There's two ways to understand that. You could say that when it comes to zrika, there is no maisa hanacha, but simply all there is a cause of hanacha. And cause is recognized, causation is recognized as hanacha. In the regard to Zrika, causation is recognized as hanacha. That's one way. Or do you say, no, that it's not causation, you need a maisa. But it's the action of throwing it, since human beings put things down through throwing it, that's a way in which if you want to put something down long distance, human beings are productive and they figure out a way that it could put something down long distance through throwing it. So implicit in Zrika is a hanacha. So it's like an extended maisa hanacha. The Torah recognizes zrika as a method of hanacha. It's a maisa hanacha. Not just any cause. The first way is just the idea of cause. Any cause, hanacha, cause of hanacha is hanacha. But this is saying, no, the Torah is endorsing zrika as a method of hanacha. Okay, so the nafkamina is going to be, is what about catching it? What about the guy who catches it? So if you say the idea is, runs and catches it, if you say the idea is causation is considered hanacha, so then when you run and catch it, you're the cause of it being munach. So then you're that's hanacha. But if you say the idea is the Torah is recognizing the method of throwing as a type of a process in which human beings do hanacha, but then catching something isn't such a process. That's not a method whereby I want to put something down so I catch it. That's just the case which happened to be. But it's only throwing it, which is the Torah recognizes. So the difference is going to be in this case. Because in this case, if the guy throws it up and runs and catches it, so if you say that it's that hanacha is causation, so then he did the akira, and then he did the hanacha, because he caused the hanacha. So it's nothing to do with two guys. He's one guy, he did both akira and hanacha, he caused the hanacha. Because by catching it, it's resting in this place because of his running. So he's the cause of the hanacha. But if you say that the other way, that the Torah recognizes zrika as a form of hanacha, through throwing it, you impart a makam hanacha, and therefore it is a method of hanacha, that's all well and good if it actually reaches its makam hanacha. The trajectory isn't intercepted. But here, basically, that trajectory is intercepted. So it's basically that akira, the zrika, never was realized. So there was no hanacha altogether. He caught it, catching it isn't hanacha, that's not hanacha. So basically you have an akira without hanacha. So therefore you're going to be potter. It's the same exact case as where you have the two guys, and the first guy does an akira, but there's no hanacha because he was intercepted. So that's what he said. So that was Tosos. Okay, so now we're up to the Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, now Rabbeinu Chananel has a different girsa. Okay, he has it the opposite way. Because until here, it was saying it's Kishne B'nei Adam, we have Kishne B'nei Adam Upater. Right? Whether it's because of Shneim Shasua or because the first guy didn't do an Hanacha. But now, the way Tosis has it, the way Rabbeinu Chananel has it, is the opposite way. Okay. So I guess we'll look at it in Tosus, and then I guess we'll look at the Rabbeinu Chananel himself. Okay? So Tosus says like this, Rabbeinu Chananel Gar Zipcha. Kishne B'nei Adam Dami V'chayev. Okay, is there like two people on your chayev? The Omar La'el, Omar Bimkomo V'kibel, chayev, right? If you throw it, Shnei B'nei Adam isn't like the case of two people throwing it and the guy running, but it's the guy standing still. So when you throw it to the guy and he's standing still, chayev. So then you're chayev. So is it like that? Because you're throwing it to the guy standing still, which doesn't seem to be like that because you're running. V'al Chanami ki kibla hu atzmo v'lo chatva mehilucho l'chayev. And so too here, when he himself catches it, and it's not that he intercepts it from its hiluch, it'll be chayev, deho is aved machshavto, because that's what he wanted. He threw it, he wanted to run there, and therefore it's exactly where he wanted it to rest, in his hand. He knew he was going to run and catch it. It's not an intercept. Intercept is you're throwing it, it's going to go there, and another guy comes and intercepts it. But here, you knew you threw it there, you were the guy throwing it, you wanted it to go there, and you threw it and you caught it there. So therefore, that's his makam, so that is the machshava, that's the makam hilucha. Okay, and therefore that's anacha. Odilma ke'adam echadami. Or do you say... Now, by the way, until now, Rashi and Tosfos didn't say your machshava will do that. I mean, that's his chiddush. Menachem's chiddush is that your machshava will make that the makam. As we said previously, the makam hiluch is by the trajectory. Now he's involving machshava to define the where it's the makam hanacha is going to be. Okay, Odilma, not rejecting that. Odilma is something else. Ka'adam echadami. Or do you say it's like one person? Upater. He's pater. Why? It's like a person who hands it off from his right hand to his left hand.
Hands or throws?
No sin. Gives. So no sin. No, he gives it. The apapisha hevira dalar amos potter. So even though he was mavir dalar amos, he's going to be potter. Because it's only one person. And even though he brought a dalar amos, but it's in the same guy, it's going from his right hand to his left hand. So he's going to be potter. Okay, so it's not exactly clear what's going on here, right? So again, he's saying, do you say that it's like two people? In other words, in two people where you throw it to a stationary guy, your machshava is mukuyam, so here too your machshava is mukuyam, and therefore there's anacha? Or do you say that it's no? That's true, your machshava is mukuyam, but it's basically the same thing as the guy puts his right into his left hand. The guy puts his right into his left hand, he's potter, even though it goes dalar amos, doesn't matter, he's still potter, so too here. It's one guy, he's throwing it to his right to his left, so he's potter. And that's the problem, it's hard to understand how is it like handing it from your hand to your left hand. Handing it to your hand to your left hand, you hand it from your hand to your left hand. But here you're throwing it. Okay, I mean, it's hard to imagine it's not Zerika. Well, that's the problem, is that when you hand it to your right hand to your left hand, is it where to go? I mean, it's just your stationary, and you just hand it from your hand to your left hand. I mean, you could put it around the back, you could do all kinds of things, but basically, it's not going anywhere. Because you're standing, you know? But if you... There in Rosh Hashanah, you throw it across and you run over there and you catch it. I mean, it's going to the other Rishas. It's not just like if you're stationary, you move your hands around, dalan amos. I mean, you know, nothing's happening. But here, it's not the same thing. I mean, here you're throwing it, you're running it. Why isn't that going to accomplish anything? Because you caught it, so what? You caught it. I mean, it's not clear how those are the same. You're right. I mean, it's true. If you pick an object up and you walk across the border and you stop, you say stopping is like resting. You know, stopping, it's like it's a munach. So then that's Nichayev. So I mean, it's still in your hand. So what's the difference? How is that worse? Right? I seem to remember that's the question I asked. Like, how is that any worse than a guy just carrying, the standard case of carrying? I mean, it's not going out of your body. There's not like a son needs two people. He needs to put it down, you know. It's in your body. But he said, it doesn't matter, but you carry the thing from one shush to the other shush. So to here, you brought you through it from one shush to the other shush. It's true, it happened to end up in your hand, but... Right. I mean, it's very difficult. It's very difficult, the comparison. Right. Okay. So he says, I'm reading the Rebbeinu Chanan. It says, Ne'ekar Mekomo. It's like the sixth line of Rebbeinu Chanan on Daf Hayom Vez. So Ne'ekar Mekomo, or seventh. Acharei Shezarak, if he basically uprooted himself.
Hayom Vez?
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. Right. Well, that's really the first. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, third line. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar b'mkomo v'kibel kigon shezorik l'chaveiro chayev v'zesh nasan shalat. So you throw it to your friend, and your friend's standing still, basically you're chayev because you fulfilled your machshava. Ne'akar b'mkomo achari shezorak shekibla. So but if he, after you throw it, he runs and catches it, potter hazorik. Shari lo nitzricha nitztarcha kavanoso l'kabel. But also makom, I mean, I think he's saying that you don't need his kavana to get for it to land in that place. It has nothing to do with the kavana of the first guy, of the thrower, for it to end up in the second guy's hand, because he was just throwing it. And then the other guy just caught it. So it had nothing to do with my throwing it. My throwing had nothing to do. It wasn't nothing to do with the other guy's hand. It was just memela, because the other guy ran and intercepted it. I mean, let's leave open what exactly it means there. It's a good question, but this, on a basic level, that's what he's saying. But boy, Rabbi Yochanan, this is the Abaya, Zorak v'neker hum komo v'kibel. So if you throw it and then you run and then you catch it and you catch it. Mao. Shenimsa hu she zorak hu atzmo shekibel. Because the guy himself is the same exact guy who was mekabelet. Shnei kochosav halalu she zorak v'shenekar. Do you say these two kochos, namely that you threw it, and then you uprooted yourself, and then you caught it, it's like two separate people, and you're chayev. Odilma, right, two people, basically, like the guy, he doesn't explain it that much, and you're chayev. It must be like the case that the guy stayed still. Odilma, filo hachi, adam echadu. Still one guy. Lo ne'ekar mimakom zeh. It's not like it's uprooted from one place and it rested in another place. Ella makom ha'akira hu makom ha'nacha. Rather, the place of the akira is the makom ha'nacha. Kishneim ka'adam echareim.
That's wacky.
Because they're both the same guy. Also b'tekum. The same makom. Problem is that the makom isn't the hand. The makom is the rishos. Which the hand is the way it relates to the rishos, but the anacha is, I mean, a person in Israel, a person in Jerusalem, you can't say the object didn't know nothing happened. It's still in my hand. It's not true. I mean, my hand is a hand of Israel, a hand of Jerusalem. I mean, I carry it across.
Except
I walk across. Also, it's the same makom. It's not the same makom. The makom relates to the rishos, so it's like it's a murach on the ground. That's the makom. So it's not the same. What does that mean? It's the same makom. Doesn't add up. Problem is the same problem as walking across. You walk across. I mean, you pick it up. It's in your hand. You're standing still. It's in your hand. You start walking. Akira's gufo, akira's chayfet. And anachas gufo, anachas chayfet. So it means if you start walking or stop walking, that's basically like akira anacha. So you start walking and then you stop in the other rishos. So that's what's up. So it's the same makom, your hand. But the answer is no, your hand is just a vehicle of relating the object to the Rishos. The real makom is the new Rishos. It's just Yachash, it's the Rabbim. I mean, if it's the same makom, then how is it even Hotzah in the first place? I mean, aren't you realizing because it's different Rishos, that's why you're calling it Hotzah? And if it's the same makom, I mean, what? This is not Hotzah? It's just, I mean, what Rishos is it? It's true, it's in his hand.
It seems like he's focusing on the wrong frame of reference.
Right. Exactly. Right. And then also, so that's the second side, right? That's why he's saying you would be pater. But he's saying, why would you be chayev? You'd be chayev.
It's like the guy when you throw it to a person who catches.
It's like when you throw it to a person, it's funny. He's saying it's because it's like you throw it to a different guy who's stationary and he catches it. Right? Because the problem is the house like Shnei B'nei Adam. So he's saying it's like when you throw it to a guy and the other guy another guy catches it. So, but the guy didn't run. So then you're chayev because your machshava is mekuyam. Right? In other words, your hanacha is realized. So to here, your hanacha is realized because you threw it and you wanted to catch it.
Assuming that.
That's what he's assuming. He's assuming that you involve machshava. And since you intended to run, he's saying the makom of the hanacha is, the makom of hanacha which is implicit in your throwing it, is where you're gonna, you know, where you're gonna land. Where you're gonna catch it. So therefore, it's exactly, you did that kira and anacha. You were the cause of it landing in that place, and it landed in that place. Okay, so it's basically one guy. There's no problem. So you did a kira and anacha. Right. Why is that different than if you throw it to a guy who's running and who runs and catches it? And he's saying is, if you throw it to a guy and the other guy runs and intercepts it, why don't you say that was you intended for it to land in his hand? Like, is he saying it's only because the guy intercepts it? Like, let's say it was a pass. Whose question was that? Unless you're actually throwing it to the guy, then would he say that your machshava works?
What's the case?
It was like, let's say you throw it to a guy. You throw it a running pass. He's running.
Oh, it's not where he is.
Yeah, so you're throwing it and you're leading him on, you know, and he's going to catch it. Mm-hmm. So then do you say your machshava was for it to rest there, and then you just say the kira nanacha? You're the cause of it?
The guy's hand,
yeah. Because that's what he's saying, really. He's saying when it's passed, a self-pass, that's what he's saying.
Right.
Saying when you throw it, your machshava is for it to land in your hand over there. And you ran there and you caught it. So that was your on the cue. Your throwing landed and it's, you know, that was the anacha. Mm-hmm. It's not like a separate thing. It's not breaking the throw. That is where you wanted to throw it. I mean, it's not clear. It's good. We can get back to that. It's like, does he mean, would the same thing apply by the two people? Or is it only because it's the same guy? Now, you could argue that only your machshava is recognized in your maisa. You can't involve the other guy's machshava. You could argue that. But let's take that as for granted. I mean, we're going to have to take this machlokas Rashi and the Rabbein Chanan versus everyone else. According to everyone else, the makom hanacha is determined by the action, the trajectory, not by your machshava. Rabbein Chanan is saying, forget that. It goes by your machshava, and therefore that's the makom hanacha. And therefore you should be chayev. The only reason you'd say your potter is because this weird svara he has that the makom akira is the makom hanacha. You're not really changing its place. It's like you. It's like you're going from your right hand to your left hand. Funny, Tosas, this idea of Tosas, or this Tosas, it's like you give it from your right hand to your left hand. The Rabbeinu Chananel didn't say that explicitly. Apparently that's Tosas' interpretation of Rabbeinu Chananel. Right? I mean, he says, Hu oso makam anacha hu makam akira. You know, Tosas is just giving an example. You know, I guess he thinks that clarifies things. But Tosas, he doesn't actually say that. So the Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't actually say that. At least not in our gear, so. Right, no, Ariel's right. The good step, of course, methodology. What's how do you think of the problem? The problem just sounds insurmountable. It says it's not true. It's not like passing from your right hand to your left hand. It's two totally different things. But you're right, left hand, you're stationary. You're not really changing the makom. But in throwing it, you are changing the makom. You're changing it to one versus another versus. So I think you have to ask yourself, why are you potter in the case of handling from your right hand to your left hand? And your answer has to be an answer which could carry over to this case. I mean, like, if you can understand the reason why you're part of the hand in the right hand to the left hand, the way, the old-fashioned way of understanding it, because it's not going anywhere, because your feet are stationary, then obviously this isn't comparable. So it must be that Tosfos holds there's a different idea of why you're part of the hand in that case. And that different idea is going to be a reason to be part of the hand in this case as well. You know what I mean? So it seemed like if he's... Tosas, especially, the Rinchal doesn't even say that, Lashon. Tosas is using it to help draw your attention to the idea. So it must be that he's giving you an analogy to help you understand it's like that. So let's think about that. That's the case which you can see why it's Potter. And then, you know, you have two. Now, instead of just trying to explain one case, you have two cases in which you're trying to find the similarity between the two and try to find the universal, which is responsible for both of these things.
How does he put it? Where was his
life? Leaving the first slide, because the first slide is a premise in Reina Chananel that you could use Das, which is unlike Rashi and Tosos, but it's a premise. It's not his Ibaya. His premise is that he could use Das to use Machshava, and the second slide isn't questioning that either. The second slide is just saying because Makom HaKiru and Makom HaNacha. So the Ibaya between the two sides is whether you say this idea of Makom HaKiru and Makom HaNacha. That's his question, and it's just a underlying premise in Reina Chananel that he has this Machshava idea. So I'm separating those two things. I'm going to take that up afterwards. In theory, you could take that up first. I mean, it's not... I mean, you could imagine... I mean, I guess, you could imagine that would affect that. You know, like maybe based on his idea of Machshava, maybe that can open up the door for, an idea about this Makom HaKiru Makom HaNacha, in which case it would be a good idea to do that first. But it doesn't seem like they're related. I mean, if you think they are, it's probably a good idea. If you have a sense that maybe they're related, or you could see that since you allow Machshava, therefore also Makom HaKiru Makom HaNacha. But I mean, on the surface, they're totally unrelated questions. So therefore, I'm just, I'll deal with that later. But for now, let's just get on just trying to define the Machlokas according to Reina Chananel. Levi according to Reina Chananel. Then afterwards, you could deal with Machlokas Ashkenazis, you know? My point methodologically is it's an easier kind of a problem to work on than to say, what does he mean, Moso Makom, you know? Like, that's one question. It's, what does he mean by that? It's the same Makom. It's not the same Makom. It's different Makom. Versus where he gives you a case which he says is comparable to, and you're looking for the similarity between the two cases. So you have, like, a foothold, something which is easier to... You have two things now to work with instead of just one thing to work with. So it's easier to find a universal between two things than just to answer a difficult question. So and not only that, but... It must be that we are not understanding properly the simple case of handing it from your hand to your left hand. We have a misconception about that case. Because the way we understand that case has nothing to do with this case. So let's think about it. This is a complicated case, the throwing and you're running. This case itself, the simple case, you hand the right hand to the left hand. It must be holds there's another reason to potter a guy, and that reason should extend to this case also. Okay, so I'm thinking like this. It's going to be in a few stages. Okay? So the thing is like this. You have... So maybe you say like this. When you hand it from one versus to the other one, one hand to the other hand, maybe you'll say, is why are you not chayev? So you could just say because you're not changing makom. Okay? It's not changing. But let's say no, that's not why. I mean, maybe that's also why, but maybe Yul Taina really it is in different makom or whatever. There's another reason why you wouldn't be chayv in that case, which is because that's not on Maisa Hutsa. The action is an action of like handing something to yourself, of like moving. So you're just like moving a thing around and you're repositioning your body or whatever. It's not an idea. Like Hutsa means where you're transferring an object. Taking an object that has a makom and you're giving it a new makom. But basically handing something from one hand to the other hand is not an action of Hutsa. It's an action of just handing something to yourself. Okay, it's not the character. It's lacking in the Maisa Hutsa. Okay, Maisa Hutsa is a certain type of a characteristic of transferring an object. Like if you pick something up or you have something here and you bring it to the other Rishos. Okay, but the here, basically, you're just putting it from one hand to the other hand. It's like you're just repositioning a thing which you're holding. Repositioning the thing which you're holding is not the, it's lacking in the Maisa Hutsa. The Maisa Hutsa is like relocating something. And here, the action is just an action of like adjusting something on your body. Okay? It's just handing it from one hand to the other hand. It's not, even though those hands happen to be in a different, like if you take the person and put him in a coordinate system, you'll say it's that makam. In terms of location, maybe it's different locations. But the action is not that. The action isn't I'm moving it around and changing its coordinate system or changing its location. I'm just adjusting my bundle or whatever. I'm basically, it's not going anywhere. So you don't say I've moved the thing. I mean, it's from right hand to left hand. You'll say it's moving an object. That's just adjusting. A person is a natural thing. A person adjusts his package. Okay? So far, so good? Okay, so, yeah. So anyway, he says, makom anachom makom kira. He doesn't mean in terms of the definition of the makom of the chafta. He means in so far as like the action is concerned, you're not doing an action of relocating it. The action is just within your guf. You're just moving it around on your body. That's not a character of relocating something. It's an action of just, of adjusting a package. It's a certain type of an action. So I want to say, maybe the same thing is going to be true here. That by throwing it, he holds that there's a kind of an action of like a self-pass, or of like playing catch with yourself. Okay? That's a kind of an action. Okay? And the action, like I could stand off and I'm throwing the thing, you know? Like let's say I throw something to myself. So you don't say I'm relocating an object. I'm just playing catch. Whatever. Even if there's a game called catch or not. But the idea is, I'm using that like as an analogy. But it's not an action of relocating an object. I'm just throwing a thing up and I'm catching it. Like, it's similar to like I could adjust something or I could throw it up and catch it. That's a type of an action. I mean, that's what the guy's doing. That's what sounds so funny about this case. It's like, what's he doing? You know, but that's what he's doing. He's playing catch. I don't know why is this guy doing this thing, this funny thing. But that's what he's doing. He's having a self-catch. He's throwing it up and catching it. Now, so again, imagine a guy. He's throwing it up and catching it. Throws it up, catches it, right? Picture a guy. He's doing that. Does that. And then all of a sudden, while he's doing that, he starts walking. Okay? And he starts walking across the border. Okay? So, essentially, what you don't say that his activity, his action, like, changes as he's crossing the border. Now he's doing an action of relocating the object. Right? He's still involved, and his action is an action of playing catch, and he just happens to be walking while he's doing it. You know, but it's not an action. He's involved in a different type of an action. Just like he had an action of adjusting it, he's involved in an action of playing catch, of throwing it up and catching it. So it's true, the object is actually taking on a whole new makom, which is the Elvish Rabbim. True. But the action is not an action. It's the action is basically changing it to the exact same location. It's a self-pass. Where it started in my hand, it ended in my hand. Now, in terms of the chafza, it has a new makom. The makom of the chafza is really the Shalosh Rab. But the maisa is also makom shalakira hu makom anacha. In terms of the maisa, it's a maisa of basically not accomplishing anything. I'm throwing it up and catching it. So the action, the chafza ends up going somewhere else, but not through an action which has the character of relocating it. The action is basically, it's going from one hand to the other, like, just like it's going one hand to the other hand. That's not an action of relocating anything. The thing is 4 miles away, but one hand to the other hand is the same thing. It's not going in. It's not an action of relocating it. The action is not, it's not an accomplishing action, even though it turns out, because of the fact that he happened to be run while he was having the catch, but still, the action is an action of basically accomplishing nothing. It's a totally accomplishless action. It's starting and ending in the exact same place. So that's lacking in the Maisa Anach and the Maisa Hotzah. Maisa Hotzah is a Maisa of accomplishing something, where you're really changing, doing an action of changing location. Here the action is an action of starting and ending in the exact same place. It's simply a futile action. And ending of one end to the other end is a futile action. Again, the fact that the Chafetza ends up taking on a different location is accidental to the action. So the Chafetza is changed. That's what I'm saying. So Rabbeinu Chananel says that the Makom HaAnachu Makom HaKir, he doesn't mean the Makom of the object. Because it's not true. The Makom of the object changes. As is clear, when you pick you're holding an object and you carry it across the Rosh Hashanah. See, then you're not doing any action. Then you're carrying an object. That's why that case is different. Then basically you have an object in your hand, and you're carrying it across into the other Rosh Hashanah. Then you're carrying it to the other Rosh Hashanah. But here, you're involved in either adjusting it or in playing catch. That action is the Chafetza is changing. That's what he doesn't mean in terms of the Chafetza, he means in terms of the Maisa. So again, so let me point that out. Rafi asks, he says, yeah, but why don't you say when you just walk across the border or something, I'm just walking across, I'm walking, and it happens to me, I'm holding it. So that's also a different action. What I'm saying is that is the exact action of Hotzah. The action of Hotzah is you're holding something, you walk, you okay your body, you walk in, you put it down, you stop. So that's the action of Hotzah. Now here you're doing that exact action, just say your machshava is, you're not thinking about it. So that's not what you mean to do, but the action is exactly the same. So now you're getting into questions of Ein Maskave, Ein Machshol, Machs Machsheves. That's a different question. But the action is exactly replicating the action of Hotzah. But in this case, you're actually doing a different action. You're doing an action of playing catch when the thing happens to, the Rishus happens to be changing. Or you're doing an action of readjusting your package from one hand to the other hand. Another two futile actions. And they happen to be Hotzah is accomplished. But this is walking across the border while you're holding an object is the Maisa Hotzah itself. So for tomorrow we have to do is you have to finish with the Baya, the second side, because it just says this is the one side. But the question is, that's what Gemara is asking, is it Adam Echadam or Kishnei Bnei Adam? Can we explain the Baya according to me? Like, define what's the two sides. And then also you have to say what's the difference between Chananel and Rashi and Tosfos about that Machshala, the first part.